Welcome to another edition of City Watch, where you, our listener, can go behind the walls of City Hall. Good morning, I'm your host, Bill Schimmers, and today, while we're behind the walls of City Hall, we're going to talk to somebody from the outside of City Hall, but who is sitting here with us? We have Lori Freudenberg from the Sisters of St. Francis. Good morning to the show.
Good morning, thank you.
Hey, this is kind of a neat thing, and you know, Lori, one of the first places I visited when I got here was your one of your programs that you run, which is the anti-trafficking group. And that was something is near and dear to my heart, and I wanted to get involved, and that was the first group. So I went, and I'm trying to stay involved now. It's been kind of different with COVID, but we have a new program going on here in Clinton, and hopefully I can have you help us enlighten our citizens of what's going on. It is the Trafficking Free Zone, and I'll let you take it from there, because we had a proclamation, and we'll talk about it a little bit, but it is a big deal, and it's a big deal for the city, and it's actually been a big deal for the state. We're the first one, correct?
Exactly, yes.
Fill us in on what this trafficking-free zone, and I do want to make a statement about it. It is not like a drug-free zone.
Exactly.
This is regarding a lot of education, and our city and its employees have adopted it, and I don't want to steal all your thunder. So I'm going to turn it over to you. Otherwise, I could talk the entire time.
All right. Thanks, Bill. I'm excited that you're excited about it. I serve on the Iowa Network Against Human Trafficking and Slavery. It's a board here in Iowa made up of all the different groups in Iowa who work on trafficking. Those who are victim services, those who are just education and prevention. And they came across this Trafficking Free Zones program that was started by the U.S. Institute Against Human Trafficking. And they are located in Florida. And they have a program designed to decrease the demand of human trafficking. And it's called Trafficking Free Zones. And they asked us if we would be a pilot project in the state of Iowa to declare ourselves a Trafficking Free Zones. But what it sounds to some people is that it's just lip service, that we're just saying right. No more trafficking is going to take place in Clinton. And let me tell you, there is trafficking taking place here in Clinton. And so that's all designed as an education process for every citizen in Clinton. So the mayor declared a trafficking-free zone, and then what he has done on top of that is required all city staff to take a training that is all web-based, and it's a 30-minute training and then a 10-question quiz following that, and then that person has been educated about Trafficking 101. There is far more extensive training that could be done, but it brings to light what trafficking looks like. It's not just the girl that's being held in jail somewhere and then she gets let out to do her tricks on the weekends. Trafficking can take the place a high school student.
Yes.
She can be going to class every day. If she shows up maybe with a new designer purses or new jewelry, but what is she doing on the nights and the weekends? And she can be held hostage because this trafficker will say, well, I know where you live. I know your parents. I know your sister. If you don't do what I say, I have taken some compromising pictures of you. These will be released to your family, to your school. And so they have become a victim through force, fraud, or coercion. And so now she has become his slave in order to earn him money. She's not seeing any of it, but she has been groomed to know that maybe he loves her, maybe he's going to take care of her, but then she's got to repay that by turning tricks on the weekend.
Well, and you hit all the three key topics, fraud, coercion, coercion, yeah. You know, and I think the lip service part that you bring up this is not lip service. And, you know, I've pushed our law enforcement here a lot to get training, and there's even more coming for all the officers that are out there listening this morning. But it's pretty extensive, and I think you and I were talking about that a little bit. There's actually five areas, I believe, for law enforcement in the city of Clinton that will have to review these videos and then take the tests after each one. But it's designed for just about every element of society to take. There's different categories for where your position is, if you will, in society.
Exactly. Even an individual, they don't have to be part of an organization or part of a company. They can go on the U.S. Institute Against Human Trafficking website. It's usiaht.org, and you can look for their trainings. And there's individual, there's community members, there's training for educators, organizations, the medical society, and law enforcement as well. And right. then they're coming up with more trainings as we go on. But I would encourage everyone just to educate themselves. Like I said, it's 30 minutes. It's a very easy quiz after that. And then you're educated on what trafficking looks like, and you can help perhaps rescue. And when I say rescue, I just mean identify a victim. Don't ever, ever intercede between you and right. what you think is a victim. Always call 911.
Well, and yeah, and I'm glad you brought up the other part. Do we have it here in Clinton? I think that's probably the number one question. We have a major highway, Highway 30. Yeah. We have two bridges that mm-hmm. cross over the state. And to think that no crime, and we'll be even more specific, human trafficking comes across that bridge is to be naive. And I think this training is a great introduction, and that's what it is mm-hmm. an introduction. If you've never reviewed anything or seen anything that with regards to this, the training itself is outstanding.
Yes.
And I think it's a great eye-opener, and because there's a lot more that can follow after that, meaning more training, and we're going to talk about that here in a second. But again, what's the website people could check out if they're interested?
USIAHT.org, and it is the U.S. Institute Against Human Trafficking. If they need more information or forgot that, they certainly can call me at 563-242-7611 at the Sisters of St. Francis. And we have our anti-trafficking committee that gets together the yes. second Tuesdays of every month at 9 a.m., and I would invite them to join that to learn more as well.
Perfect. And so it is for everyone, and I would encourage businesses, clubs, any type of clubs, fraternal clubs or yes. whatever, to go and check it out. Churches, because I know not all the churches have received some of the training that they probably could utilize. Again, it's to give them information mm-hmm. is a big part of it. And the test kind of gives you, I always say there's a certificate suitable for framing that you get at the end of this.
Right. But it's just it's self-knowledge. I think the more we can train ourselves, the more we can be aware of what's going on around us. And it is going on.
It is going on. And I guess to go back to the city part, our city administrator, Matt Brook, has made it mandatory for all city employees to complete this training this year. Although there is no deadline to complete it, it is, quite frankly, very short once you get into it mm-hmm. to go through it real quick. Our city administrator has made it mandatory not only for our law enforcement and firefighters, but all city employees to complete this. So this is part of the trafficking-free zone. You're not going to see signs up like you do drug-free zones throughout the entire city. But it has been mandated by our city administrator for all the employees to take it. So.
That is wonderful. And I just encourage everybody to take it.
Absolutely. And one more time, as we close out here, if you could give us, you run a Facebook, I believe, for the sisters,
the Clinton Franciscans.
And there's an email list, because I know I get the emails. Yep. There's a lot of avenues to reach out to Lori. I'll have her introduce them one more time before we close out.
You can find me at ClintonFranciscans.com. Or 563-242-7611.
And check it out. Please check out the website. If you've got any questions, I bet Lori would be happy to answer those as well.
I would. And thank you so much, Bill.
Well, thank you, Lori, for coming out this morning. And let's get some training out to people.
Yes, that'd be great. Thank you.
Until next time.